Yes. YOLO conquistadors and conquistadorettes. This is the glorified version of a Bass and Talk show. And I'm your host, Pat Renwick. Hello, Bass Galaxy. How are you this evening? It's good to see you. It's good to see you and good to be seen. Yes. Hey, guess what? We got a huge show worked up for you tonight. We're always excited to celebrate Bassmaster Elite Series champions' victories. And tonight we got Drew Cook coming on the show. Yes, we do. This is the Drew Cook party tonight. The Drew Cook party is going down right here on SCTV. Esta noche, as they say in Irish. Hey, producing the heck out of this deal back there. He's right on the head like a producer should be. It's the one and only from Hobart, Indiana, the King of Lake George. It's Andrew Ellenberger. He's a ginger ninja. Ginger ninja. I want a ginger ninja bobblehead. I want an Onum bobblehead and a ginger ninja bobblehead. What do you think about that, Andy?
I don't know.
You down with that?
Sure.
Hey, Andy, guess what? We have a mystery panel of congratulators.
Superstars.
Yeah. Would you call it congratulators? Is that a word? Congratulators?
It is now.
Yes. Congratulatoriators.
Yes.
Yes, we have a panel of congratulatoriators, and they're the mystery panel coming on to wish Drew Cook all the goodness of his victory. So that should be exciting. That's coming up tonight. Of course, Ginge. Now get this. The like and share deal tonight is pretty cool. First off, we have the Bite Me Tackle. Yeah, the Bite Me Tackle. Oh, Brad Zeller's over there. Mayor Brad, you know him. He's giving away $50 worth of Bite Me Tackle lead terminal tackle tonight. That's pretty good. What's your favorite one, Ginge?
Ooh, big dude and hunter head.
The big dude and the hunter head. Okay, I like that hunter head. And I've been on that little Ned. Yeah. And that wacky deal, too. I've been on that wacky deal. But anyway, $50 worth of Bite Me Tackle lead, get the lead out components. And all you got to do is like and share the live Facebook feed. And it's your chance to win the Bite Me Tackle. But get this, there's more. There's more, Andrew Ellenberger. There's more, Bass Galaxy.
What?
Yeah. Like, Again, like and share the live Facebook feed for your chance at this prize, a sneak mystery prize from Drew Cook's boat. For real. It's like right from his boat, one of his cherished possessions is coming to you. And it might be in his garage now. He might have unpacked it.
The winning rod.
It's not. Well, it's not the. It's not the trophy, Ginge. It's not the. It's not the trophy. No, but there's a big giveaway. Like and share right from Drew. He will announce your name live on this broadcast during the Drew Cook seg. We call them segs in the business. You know what I mean, Ginge?
Yeah.
It's a seg during the Cook seg. You know. Yeah, when we were in production, we're like, yeah, during the Cook seg, we're going to do the big old giveaway, the Sneak Sneak. And you're like, yeah, Pat, just talk normal. And I'm like, okay, cool. Anyway, on with the show. Hey, Pistol Pete's coming on tonight from Omnia. That's right. Yikes, they love him. They love him. The old Pistolero, yeah. Polish Pete from Omnia Fishing's coming on with some tantalizing tackle talk. With Pete. Yeah, everybody likes talk tackle. I do. I'm a tackle junkie. Yeah, but so Pete's coming on. That's pretty cool. Hey, it's Crestliner season. Go to the old CrestlinerBoats.com and check out the what's happening in the world of Crestliner. All kinds of cool stuff happening in spring is sprunging everywhere. Hey, I'm running around. I want to, speaking of get the lead out, I want to say a special hello to Impulse Lithium. And we're getting the lead out this year with Impulse Lithium, and we're pretty excited about that whole deal. If you haven't checked them out, Please check out ImpulseLithium.com. Also, the Facebook and Insta pages. I think you'll like what you see. We do. Check them out. Impulse Lithium batteries. And also, get this. This is big news. Ginge, you don't even know this. You don't even know this. Two things. We've been voted America's favorite bass fishing talk show. Yes. By our moms. Thank you. Second off, there is the official spend like a couple days with me deal. Who wants to do that, Ginge? I don't know. Like, you've been around me enough, right? Who in their right mind would want to spend a couple of days and well, are you saying it's boring? No. Yikes. I don't know. Like, you can't handle it.
No.
There's no way you can handle it.
No.
So somebody else is going to, like, they got to, I don't know. So anyway, Half a Spot Official has this deal they're about to announce, and I'm kind of letting the stray casts out of the bag here. And you, I guess you get to go fishing and hang out with me for a couple days and just, like, see what I do, whatever that might be. So if you want to do nonsense like that, check out Half a Spot.
Get your running shoes.
You better be ready to be active, because I don't sit down.
7 miles a day.
I don't sit down. And there's going to be a cutoff point. Well, we'll get to all that. I need my privacy. But anyway, hey, I think I know what time it is. Do you know what time it is, Ginge? You know what time it is?
I do.
Eddie, what time is it? Remember that Eddie Murphy skit? I'm feeling good tonight, Ginge. I'm really excited about Drew Cook coming on the show and the mystery panel of congratulators. You know what I mean? Congratulatory people. I think it. What, you're clicking along here.
I'm trying.
Clicking along, Ginger. I think I got everything, too, in the business aspect of things. In the... Whiskey. There they are. The king and the queen of whiskey gypsying. Whatever that might be. Hey, look at that. What the heck? Oh, okay. It's Courtney and Luke Foley. What's going on?
What's up,
guys? What's happening? What's going down?
Nothing. Just hanging out at the house after being on the road for several weeks.
Yep.
Hey, Foley, I got a thing we can do now. Courtney and Foley, I got a thing. I'll be like, what's going down? And you're going to be like, just sipping on the brown. You know what I mean? Like, that's a new thing we're going to do. You know what I mean?
I like it.
Yeah, it's a little thing. It's like a catchphrase. You know what I mean? Something like that. Foley, you need a catchphrase.
You think?
Yeah. Like, all celebrities like yourself and Courtney, you have catchphrases. You know what I mean?
I'll work on that.
Yeah. So next episode, I need you both to have a catchphrase. Okay.
A catchphrase. Okay.
Yeah. Courtney's getting recognized at gas stations and stuff now.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, unreal. What the heck, you know? And she
I
doesn't even
expect
Yeah. Like, and most of the time, anglers only get noticed because, like, we have power poles on our boat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but you, Courtney, like, just walking in, gosh dang Speedway, and like, you got a Speedway rewards card, and they're like, oh my God, it's Courtney.
Well, it didn't go down quite like that. But
in my mind, it did.
Just her chauffeur.
In my mind, it did. The another Wednesday night. And what do you got? What's the concoction you have? What's the tin cup whiskey concoction you have going on right now?
I'm drinking my standard tin cup rye old fashioned.
Right.
What are you drinking this evening?
I have a tin cup regular whiskey, soda, and a lemon.
And as you know, Bass Galaxy, or you may not know if you're just tuning in for the first time ever, that we have a little thing called the Tin Cup Whiskey Word of the Week here on Straycast. And what that means is when you hear this particular word, you take a little sip of the old tin cup whiskey. That's this right here. That's the tin cup whiskey. You take a little sip of the tin cup whiskey, or you take, I got coffee in a tin cup whiskey cup tonight. Or you could have a nice cold Coca-Cola, an A&W frosty mug root beer, whatever it may be. We ask that you please sip responsibly. And I bring it to you, Luke Foley. What is the tin cup whiskey word of the week?
I think we'll go with Santee. Santee Cooper.
Oh, okay. Santee. You know, yeah.
The elite guys just got done being there, and Christine's there this week getting ready to kick off a kayak tournament.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, let's go. Christine let's go Fisher. With Santee.
Old Santee Cooper. Okay. Mm-hmm. Marion and Moultrie.
Yeah.
Any variation of. How's that?
Any variation of whatsoever.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the word the. Whenever you hear the word the, that,
that might be a little extreme.
Hey, Foles, big like and share contest going on. Special deal direct from Drew Cook to the Straycast viewers tonight. All they got to do is like and share the live Facebook feed. Also, the Bite Me Tackle. Our old buddy Brad, you know Mayor Brad.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. So he's doing the giveaway tonight too. All you got to do is like and share the live Facebook feed. Jay Kaz is gonna pick a winner there for the Bite Me, and Drew Cook's got the winner for the sneak prize. I almost gave it away what it was, but anyway, hey Foles, Courtney, it's always a pleasure to see you two, and I know the Bass Galaxy loves you.
Hey. And we love them.
Hey, you know what I do, guys? Power pull down for pleasure. I don't know about you, but when I'm power pulled down, there's good stuff going on, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
Hey, speaking of that, put those power poles down. Don't go anywhere. We're back with Bassmaster Elite Series champion, Hundo Clubber, the one and only Drew Cook. Don't you go nowhere.
See you guys.
Thanks. Yeah. Peace.
Nobody wants to run out of power when they're on the water. There is a better way. Introducing the Charge Marine Power Management Station from PowerPole that does the work of three devices, a traditional battery charger, a charge on the run, and an emergency start system. PowerPole Charge.
This is the mountain, and this is Mountain Whiskey. Unspoiled, untamed, forever wild. There's no safety net, no way down. Up here, it's just man and the mountain and his tin cup. Tin Cup Whiskey. Mountain Whiskey.
Marine HydroWave H2 KVD Edition is a surefire way to ignite a feeding frenzy. The HydroWave utilizes a sound-emitting technology that imitates bait fish and other feeding fish below the surface that preys on the competitive nature of bass and other game fish to get you more bites. The HydroWave is another way that TH Marine has you covered from transom to trolling motor.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Bass Galaxy, it is with great honor and privilege that we bring to you the 2022 Bassmaster Elite Series Santee Cooper champion, also member of the Century Club. Bass Galaxy, give it up right now for the one and only Drew Cook. Yes. Yes.
I appreciate it, Pat.
Yes.
And, still not used to hearing that, honestly.
I emphasized it because I wanted you to hear that. It's, think about this, bud. Like, way back on the outskirts of Tallahassee, fishing with your Pa Finley. You know what I mean? Like, way back, bud. Way back. And then, like, think about thinking of this moment, you know, that moment.
Oh, I mean, 100%.
Being a champion.
I rehearsed that champion speech for like 25 years, and none of it was in my head whenever it went down. It was all gone. It was, you know, it was just crazy, man. It was awesome.
It's amazing, bud. It's amazing. What an amazing victory. Congratulations, Century Club, and a blue trophy, old blue, on top of it, man. Like, wow. Holy shit. Unreal.
It still hadn't sunk in, honestly. It'll be a little while, I think. I think it, whenever I leave and come back and this thing's sitting here in the house, and then I'll, you know, kind of feel it.
Yeah.
Or maybe at Chickamauga, whenever Mercer announces my name, day one blast off, it might.
Yeah. You'd be like, hey, that's me. That's me.
Yeah.
It's like in Elf when it's like, at Santa, I know him. That'll be like, yeah. Hey, I know him. That's me.
Exactly.
Dude, but I mean, tried and true, you are a derber. There's no doubt about it. You hadn't been at the elite game that long. You came in 19, right?
Yeah, this is this is my fourth year.
Number four.
Started my fourth year.
No, number four. And they say, you know, so let's face it, Drew, you're a businessman in professional bass fishing. That's your business, pro bass fishing. And a lot of times they say it takes 3 years. You know, to get a business off the ground. I know that it needed that for Stray Cass, absolutely. You know, and your fourth year, it's really starting to click for you. I mean, you got a rookie of the year, right, in 19. I mean, that was a nice little jump. Yeah. That
didn't hurt.
Yeah. I mean, that's a nice boost to confidence. But as I study champions on the Stray Cass show, and historically, the seventh year running of this show, we book champions after Elite Series events. I study the progression of champions. It's what I do as a bass fishing talk show host. And I notice certain things, man, about you champions, that it's like a very consistent nature. And then there's the progression of champions. And there's another thing. You don't have many over 50th place finishes. Okay? So, like, for example, you only have 7 out of 47 derbs, dude. I mean, that's pretty good over 51st place. Now, get this. This is really cool. 47 derbs, 39 times in the money. Do you know that about you or no?
I never look at that stuff, honestly. Okay.
Well, and I don't think I would either, like, if I was a professional angler. But I'm saying this for a reason because, I mean, that's really good, Drew. I mean, that's the reason.
When you say it, it sounds a lot better than if I just read it off of, I guess that's on the website.
Well, I'm sinking it in. Yeah, we probe Bronny Moore for these. Yeah, we probe him. He loves it. Ronnie's all about the probing. But get this, man. You know, 47 derbs, 39 times in the money. And that's a big deal. Like, I got to tell you this. Now, get this. Andy, let's give him the real nuts and bolts of this deal right here. So far we have you calculated at winning $523,955, Drew. And you have caught 1,827 pounds of bass. Now, get this. Andy's going to tell us, the ninja here is going to tell us what that equates to per pound. This is going to freak you out. What do you got, Ginge?
So, after computing all of that, which equates to $286.78 per pound.
Whoa, $286.78.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Wow,
that's up there
per pound. Yeah,
hey, It's pretty legit.
Yeah.
Culling up an extra pound means 200 something dollars. That's a different way to look at it.
It's for sure. You'll be feeding that new baby well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It'd be 20 minutes before weighing, we're going to go cold one time.
That's not bad, bud. It's not bad at all. I mean, you're doing pretty dang good. Like, you had a slow start. I mean, a slow start to 22. It was, hey, and by the way, I want to backtrack a minute and say that, like, most of your over 50s seem to happen in the opens. Like, not in elites.
I fish the opens completely different than, that's why I fish the opens.
Okay. Tell me about that.
I fish the opens to just win. There's no points involved, none of that stuff, which I can't do, on the Elite Series, because there's always the Classic and AOY and all that stuff. A prime example was this year at the Kissimmee Chain or whatever. The second day of that tournament, I was on the troll motor all day. And, you know, when you looking for bedding fish and you drive past, you know, 13, 14 pounds of fish on bed, but they needed to be that freaking big to stop on them, because all I wanted to do was make the Classic and, you know, open myself up to having a stress-free, you know, year where I felt like if that happened, I could, you know, have a really good opportunity at winning AOY if I had made the Classic before we ever started fishing. So I do fish the opens a lot different than I fish elite events. I practice for them different. And that was just to really try and see if I could, you know, finally get a win and, you know, I guess just, you know, give a little confidence boost and just know that I can kind of gamble sometimes and it work out, instead of, you know, at 11 o'clock on day one, be having AOI points rolling through your head and you automatically back up and punt and, you know, scramble. That's not what I want to do in the opens. And it's the reason why I sign up for them and fish them every year.
So are you saying that sometimes in the Elite Series as a professional angler, and I'm going off track a little bit, but you kind of have to make a decision during derbs at some point to go for the low hanging fruit in order to survive? Is that what that is?
100%.
Like, how do you know? How do you know in a derb? You just know it's not happening. You get that thing. It's not happening. And then you're like, man, I got to go jack some 14 inches on a shaky head or something, right? I mean, is that the deal?
And most of the time it happens to me at about 1 o'clock on day one, where I'm like, this ain't working. You know, got to do something else. And I normally recover really well, but that's another reason I fish the opens, is when I relate my practice to the first day of the tournament, I guess I don't spend enough time in practice in an area, so I don't really know the potential of it. You know, I just, you know, say I pull in there and I got one bite and I left. I don't know if it's good. I don't know if the other areas are good. So I kind of have to hit everything on day one of the tournament. And normally the afternoon of day one is whenever I get that little funk, tidbit of what I need, and, you know, take it into day two and three.
You know if it's funk or you know if it's good.
Hey, you said it was a slow start to the 2022 season. I had a top 10 at St. John's first event.
Well, I know that, but I didn't get the finish, and you started the Opens. Wasn't the Opens in like 100-something place? Like, that? Didn't you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then, okay. Yeah. Come on, man. I'm Rain Man. I got my facts.
Yeah.
But congratulations. Hey, Bass Galaxy, give it up for Drew Cook at his 9th-place finish. On his hey, funny you bring up day one, and funny you bring up the St. John's, because I got a cool message from a Stray Cast viewer and a big fan of yours. He was actually your marshal on day one at St. John's. I think his name is Jay Carter. Does that sound right, Jay?
That sounds right.
Yeah, and you told him, like, on that day one of St. John's, you must have had a real crappy day, because you told him, like, Yeah, you just witnessed one of the worst days ever, me on the water.
It was. Yeah. It was 100%. Probably the worst day I've ever had, actually, bass fishing in my career. And I really wish you could have been able to come back the next day and see how it all shook out. It was. That was a very tough, weird day. And I really thought that I had a great practice for that tournament. And I knew better than to put myself in the situation that I did, but it obviously didn't work out, and I had to, you know, change up.
You had to make the 1 p.m. adjustment.
and it was, but we had to lock out. So I only had like an hour and a half to figure it out. I caught 4 little baby ones, and, you know, the next day we went to work. You know, had we just done that from day one, we'd have been fine. But I was drawn to that stuff that was off the bank for whatever reason that I still can't tell you why. I don't know why I didn't want to just catch them sight fishing on the bank like I should. I wanted to catch them, you know, off the bank, and I thought I could really catch them good. But either way.
Yeah, well, that's sometimes perfect. It comes together. You don't know till you try. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Durbin is a gamble. So, hey, Ginger Ninja, are we going to try something different this time and bring our mystery guests on at the beginning of the show? So, Drew, what we have here is a panel, and I'm not sure how many people were able to do this. We got two coming on here. They are mystery congratulators for you. And basically you're going to have to guess who they are after they're in disguise and they're disguising their voice, and you have to guess who they are. Okay. Are you willing to do this?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. 'Cause you can back out if you want. You can back out. Maybe.
I don't think I actually could back out. There's no way.
Elite Series champions don't back down ever, ever, ever.
I don't think you'd let me.
I would. You're Drew Cook. You're a bass champion. What do you want to do, you know? I don't want Bowman calling me up and yelling at me or nothing. You know what I mean? I don't know what to say. Okay. Oh my goodness gracious! So this is why I don't.
So you can see them. You can see who they are.
Yeah. Can you see them yet? Hold on.
No.
Okay.
I'm not gonna be able to see them.
Yeah, you'll be able to see them. Yeah. Swipe your Ginge. Tell them what to do. Get on the thing. Okay.
Just swipe your phone on the screen to the left.
To the left.
And that'll open up.
All right, I got a cardboard box.
Okay, there's one. There's one of our...
The other one's...
And I got a...
Mystery congratulators. Where's he?
Cast and Destroy.
Cast and Destroy. Is that their name?
Is that... God, this guy's name is your mom. Love it.
Okay, so we had a panel of people that we invited to this, Drew, and I'm not sure exactly who showed up. So the criteria was you have to disguise yourself and you have to disguise your voice. So how you doing over there, Ginge?
It's his internet.
Oh, he's back on the internet.
He's trying.
Okay, well, should we just go with number one?
Yeah, go ahead.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, mystery... Welcome to the first ever mystery congratulator of champions. And mystery congratulator number one, would you like to give Bassmaster Elite Series and Century Club member... a little congratulations. Go ahead. You're up, bud. Uh-oh.
His mic's off.
We got to turn your mic up there, number one. Congratulator number one. This is going swimmingly amazing so far.
You got me now?
Yeah. What the world?
I already got it.
Oh, no.
I already got it.
What is this voice?
I'm your father.
This is.
Are you wearing a blouse too?
Are you? It is a. It is a blouse.
He went all in.
I think that's sweet.
I can't handle this anymore. Who is this, Drew Cook?
That's Matt.
You suck, dude. I swear to God. I'm the worst impersonator in the world.
The hair on the box looked just like yours. That's what gave it away.
It was
kidding me.
It was draping.
I'm trying to look pretty. I figured that's what your mom looked like. You know, brown hair gone to the side.
Wow.
Gosh. I love it.
What do you have?
Don't get too enticing, Drew.
What do you have on? Like a house coat robe?
Yeah, it's one of Cass's robes.
You wear that thing around all the time, don't
you? Yeah. Well, there's a chicken print one too, but I'll be honest with you. I told her you'd know it was me.
That's true. If it had been cheetah print, that would have been a dead giveaway.
Oh, I know. Well, you guessed it too daggum quick. I was hoping to have a little fun with it, but whatever.
I mean, I didn't know what was going on. I thought it was that Herbert the pervert from the Family Guy or whatever.
I was really hoping to, you know, play with the other guests, but I didn't get to.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on with that, Ginge? Oh, he's got, okay. Ginge is working on it there. But hey, I mean, go ahead with the, what do you got to say to Drew? Maddie?
Congratulations, buddy. I'm real happy for you, honestly. Like, I ain't going to lie whenever I say I'm not happy for everybody that wins, but I'm happy for you, you know. you're one of the few guys I like on the Elite Series, and congratulations.
I appreciate it, man. It's still pretty unreal, honestly.
Yeah,
hard it is to do that. You know how hard it is to win one of these things, and even getting the position to win one, it doesn't come around often.
No, dude, it's anybody who hasn't been there to do it has no idea. And, yeah, dude, hats off to you because that was killer. You know, other people were sight fishing and you just kept on catching way bigger fish than everybody else, like by far.
It was a good area.
Yeah,
it's a good area, he says. I mean, and think about this, man. Oh, my goodness gracious. What in the heck is going on here now? Do you guys see this? Matt,
oh,
Drew,
gosh.
Do you see this?
Yeah, hold on. For the
see it.
What?
It is censoring me at all. I have to keep a low profile these days. So I have to keep a disguise around.
Oh, wait. Oh, goodness gracious. Wait, I'm not sure.
On behalf of the entire United States and myself, I wanted to call and congratulate you on an outstanding performance at Santee Cooper Bassmaster Elite Series. Those were some huge fish.
Wow. Thanks, Trump. I appreciate it.
Wow, it's Trump there.
I actually look forward to go fishing as high as gas prices are with Sleepy Joe in there. Bet you guys could use a few mean tweets and some cheaper gas prices about now, huh?
That ain't no joke.
I hope you had a fun this one's experience got it. In South Carolina, one of my favorite states. And you continue on with a great season.
Holy,
thank you.
Wow. Give it up for mystery congratulator Trump Weber, I believe. Former president of the dark galaxy Trump Vader or something.
Hey,
yikes.
Drew.
And then.
Hey, Drew, you cut your ears for a minute.
I can't tell who that is.
You cut your ears. Okay. I want you to be my daddy. I mean, father.
This is the magic of a Bass and Talk show. It's Robertson in a nightgown, with a box on his head, and then a mystery guest with a Trump voice in a Darth Vader helmet. And Drew Cook, who in the heck is the Trump? Vader.
I don't know. He's got just a plain white wall behind him.
You gotta take a crack, Drew.
Yeah, like, who do you think this is? Like, I come on, you got to take a guess. Look into his eyeball. Looking, that's a camera, his eyes.
I see that. I don't know, dude. It looks like he's got some Leupold sunglasses.
Yeah, he's got the same ones that you had on.
So
he must know the guy.
It could be Benton that stole Cade's helmet. And I don't know where the voice thing came from, but that's going to be my guess.
Dear guest.
Your father, I have taught you well.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Drew Benton.
Two for two.
That's good, Drew.
I got to tell you, that's one of the most outstanding performances ever on SCTV.
That was a tough one.
Wow.
How'd you get the Trump voice?
Technology.
I'm making a new voicemail this week.
Well, I used to have kids that are, 11, 12, 8, 9, I used to have kids
tech savvy.
That play with all that stuff. Yeah.
Hey, DB, congratulations on a good derb there over at Santee yourself, bud. Real good, bud. Congratulations.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Anytime we get to catch them the way we like to catch them, it's a good time.
And it's got to be pretty special for you to see your bestie crack the Hundo Club and bring home old Blue. You know what I mean, DB?
It was. Anytime you can win one of these tour-level events, it's super special. And, it's life-changing. And, I've been fortunate enough to experience it twice in my career, once at FLW and once with Bass now. And once you get that first one, it's undescribable how much it burns to get that next one. And it's such a surreal experience that I wish every bass fisherman could get to experience.
Yeah. Drew Benton, you're burning right now. I could tell you, especially since your bestie got one, you want a W. You do. You're burning.
I want all three of us, myself, Cook, and Mullins, to win one this year, and that would be freaking awesome.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Old Dave Mullins. You know what else is burning?
Thanks, Drew.
Yeah.
Thanks, Doug.
Well, if there's any more left over at the end of the year, I guess Robertson can have one.
Now, we know what else is burning, Drew Benton. I need Matt, if you would, Matt Robertson, just go back a little bit more and check out Matt Robertson in a nightie.
Look at that cleavage.
In Cassie's rope. You believe that, Drew Benton? That's amazing.
Honestly, yeah, I can believe it.
You want me to get the hair?
Now that I've known Matt for a little while, I don't think there's anything that you can throw at me that I would not be surprised by.
This is the magic of the Bass and Talk
Show.
I can
maybe surprise you, Drew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if you believe me, he's got surprises, bud.
I got some stories, bud.
Oh, don't tell that to Drew Benton. Please don't
you
tell him.
You want to hear my Lexington story, Drew?
No, stop now, Matt Robertson.
I'm just kidding, Pat.
Not on this show. Time out. Not on this show.
The most viewed show ever. Calm down. I was just kidding. I ain't telling it.
Oh, Drew, I think Drew Benton just tapped out on that one. He didn't want nothing to do with it. He's like, my sponsors are not here in this one. Did we lose Drew Benton? Oh no, we lost. Something happened to his internet earlier. I think a cow hit it, or a horse. Yeah. A horse ran it over.
We had some bad weather earlier. It got pretty serious here. I had the power go out a couple times.
Where are you at now, Cook? You're outside. Are you still?
I'm in South Georgia now.
Oh, in South Georgia. Okay.
Yeah. Lake Seminole.
Lake Seminole. Gotcha. Gotcha. Good old Lake Seminole. Is that like would you consider that one of your home lakes?
Yeah. Yeah. I grew up on Lake Calquan and Lake Seminole.
Gotcha.
That's where I grew up.
And then, Matty Robertson's home lake's Kentucky Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's done a few things on Kentucky Lake.
I'm glad there's bass back.
Yeah.
I beat the absolute shit out of them the last 2 days. I ain't even like, they're hurting, boys.
We got Drew Benton back. Yes. Yes, we got Drew Benton back. All right. We got you, Drew Benton?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
That's okay. I know there's been a bizarre bunch of
alien. Yeah, we've had some storms today down here.
Hey, Matt Robertson's on a vengeance. Drew Benton and Drew Cook, and bringing you guys up to Matt and I have coffee together just about every morning, fight or two, and we talk about, you know, just the good old things in life. And Matt's like, he's like,
is Matt sitting on the toilet when y'all do this?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes.
I hear it flush about once a morning. Yeah, I will say that.
Yeah, yeah. and Matt's like, that's it. I'm going bassing every day. I'm gonna kick ass. These fish got something coming. And now, he didn't say it like that. You know what I mean? But he's been bassing, Drew Benton. You been out fishing since this derb? You got the burning? You been fishing since Santee?
I haven't. I've been sleeping because I was pretty tired when I got home.
I'll bet.
Been catching up with the boys and the family and all, so. No, but I plan to. That's part of it, man. You've got to be on the water as often as you can. And it shows the guys that can take advantage of that, that live close to lakes and can be on the water. And it gets your mind, you know, thinking about your next move. And whenever, you know, that's like second nature and you're not having to force things and you're kind of fishing the moment and just following your gut, that's when you're at your best at this sport. And you can't do that just going fishing the tournaments and coming home and not fishing. So you have to stay sharp in between, that's for sure.
And that's what Maddie's doing right now.
Yeah.
That's what Maddie's doing right now. And
I need to take full time off like you boys. Y'all beat the shit out of me bad this week.
Well, it's a little bit different when we're just strolling around, burning down trolling motor batteries, grocery shopping is what we call it. We're picking them off the shelf.
Yeah. I trolled around for about 15 minutes. I'd say 30 minutes. I seen a few on the bed, but hell, if they was locked on in a one flipper, I still couldn't catch a damn thing. So,
yeah. Hey, you know, Robertson, we were talking at the beginning of the show, bud, that in business, as you know, a lot of times it takes 3 years for a deal to come together. It's your second year, you know? I mean...
Yeah, but I have higher expectations. Well, they know what it's like. They got higher expectations, too.
Well,
you know?
You should have higher expectations, absolutely. Yeah. Not laxing on waiting for the third year, but, I mean, hey, come on, man. You got the burn.
We all been doing it, yeah.
Y'all been what, Matt?
All three of us, as well as everybody else in this situation, most of us been doing this for, you know, forever. And, yeah, it's the Bassmaster Elite Series, but, like, you're still, like, I know it's my second year, but I'm still a veteran in this sport, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I still, like, you expect way more out of yourself.
Well, good.
Yeah, and if you don't, you don't belong here. I mean, that's just the nature of the game. If you don't expect that high level of performance out of yourself, you won't be here long. And that's just what it takes. It really is.
Never. Well,
they get swept out pretty quick now. And it's a revolving door for sure.
That's right.
Yeah, and the cream rises to the top in this sport. No doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. Hey, let's, I think, before we go, Drew Cook, you want to say anything before we let these guys go? You want to say anything to these guys before they dip out?
Yeah, I appreciate it, Matt, everything. I know we talked every day in the bag line, and I appreciate it. And Benton, I got to tell you a quick story, Pat. I was sitting on the stage, and I just shook Kufall's hand to tell him congratulations, and Benton was the first one. As soon as I got off stage, he run up to me and gave me a big hug and told me congratulations and all that stuff. And that's what it's all about. Yeah. I mean, me and him kind of go at this as a team, and you know, if one wins, we kind of both win type deal. And we almost pulled it out with two sight fishing wins this year. You know, he almost won the Harris Chain sight fishing.
Yeah.
And that'd have been, it'd have been really sweet if we could have got us two sight fishing derbies, especially when everybody says that you can't win sight fishing anymore.
Yeah. BS.
Yep.
Hey, Matt, I won't mention any names, but a friend of ours says, embrace the spawn, Matthew Robertson, embrace the spawn.
That's what I keep hearing.
Matt Robertson, you look amazing in Cassie's robe, and Drew Benton. That was the most amazing appearance ever as a mystery guest on Stray Cast, hands down. That is up for an EGOT, an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. You are amazing. Drew Benton and Matthew Robertson, best of luck on the remainder of the Bassmaster Elite Series. Thanks, boys. Peace.
See ya.
Drew Cook, what do you think of all that nonsense? What the heck is going on there?
That was cool. I enjoyed that.
They were both, I was speechless on both. I don't know what else to say.
If I wouldn't have seen the cleavage on Matt, I'd have never got him. But just that little sneakage is what sealed the deal for me.
Oh my goodness gracious! You've been doing a lot of these shows, right? Like you've been doing talk shows and interviews and podcasts and newspapers and all that kind of stuff. Are you getting tired, bud? You getting tired of talking about your W yet? I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, and I don't mean that like in you saying it, that's not disrespectful. But are you getting a little like
I am, you know, in a sense, but I've done these since 8 o'clock this morning. But each one there's not been one the same as the next, you know. There's somebody always hits on something different. It sparks something else that happened. And, you know, I have work to do because I'm leaving for a tournament on Sunday, but I don't want to just kind of brush it off and let it go. If that makes sense. This is something I feel like it needs to be celebrated, and I'm going to celebrate it until Sunday. And then, you know, Sunday, we're on to the next one. Because, dude, this is – it's a unexplainable feeling to finally win one. And, it's kind of cliche to say it, but now that I've won one
– You want more.
Like, dude, I want another one.
You want
more.
You want AOY, too. You want AOY. Yeah, you want it all, bud.
I want the whole damn thing.
Yeah, you want all Bassmaster Classic. You want it all.
All of it. And Polinick told me that this was going to happen. He said, dude, it's so addicting that like it's going to fuel the fire worse than or more than you've had it so far. And I mean, even my wife, man, she said it like two times since Monday. Like, this is awesome. I'm going to need you to do this again. I don't know if that has anything to do with the $100,000 check that she got, or if
it's, well, congratulations to her too. Give it up to her as well, Bass Galaxy.
And it is, man. It is. It's. I mean, this is our trophy. I'm not the only one that busted my ass for this thing. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that nobody ever sees, or what the wives have to deal with, and us being gone all the time. I mean, dude, I have a 6-month-old kid that I have to, you know, leave for a few days every week. Fortunately, they're able to come to the tournaments now. But I mean, dude, it's tough, and it's tough, you know, not you're scheduling your year on everything, you know, your mortgage and all that stuff on a big question mark.
Yeah, it's a gamble, bud. It's a gamble. And forgive me, what's your wife's name again?
Jennifer,
and congratulations, Jennifer. I mean, what a big deal. And let's get real. Sometimes it's easier for the single anglers than anglers that have significant others. It's a, you know, it's a catch 22. Of course, the support and there's also the new baby W deal, you know, going.
Yeah, I could see that. But I mean, when I started, me and Jen started dating however many years ago, I guess it was about 10 years ago now.
Wow.
You know, she knew what she was getting into. She knew what my plan was and what I was gonna try and do, you know, for a living. And I mean, she embraced it, and you know, we kind of went in hand to hand, you know, with this, and we've made it work. She has a super successful career herself, and it's just really, really cool to see everything work out how it has. And you know, now we're kind of getting to a point where, you know, she can start, you know, working less and staying home more and traveling more. And, you know, it might end up turning into, you know, traveling full time with me and being able to get to see and experience all this stuff like we do. And it'd be nice to have somebody to really to split the driving with and stuff like that. Dude, it's brutal.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you're truckers. You're on road truckers. There's no doubt about it. Does Jen go bassing with you? Does she go with you?
Oh yeah. And you want to know what her favorite way to catch them is?
Yeah. She flipper, winder. What is she? What's she on?
Sight fishing.
Really?
Loves it.
Go figure. Go figure.
She don't mind catching their ass on a crankbait either, though. Like, she loves it whenever it's about, you know, end of May and you get them wadded up and you're catching every cast for an hour. She likes that too, but sight fishing.
She got those eyes. She got those sight fishing eyes, bud.
We're kind of maybe.
Does she got the John Cox eyes? They're referred to as in the Bass Galaxy. The Shaw Grigsby eyes.
No, but she likes to watch him eat it.
that's the exciting part, man.
Hey, yeah.
So anyway, back to the Santee Cooper victory and what I started with. You've done a lot of talking about Santee Cooper victory. So we're going to do what's called Bassin victory in a nutshell. And I'm going to make this real easy for you. Jinj, you got nutshell music? I might not ask you for that. Oh, you do got nutshell music. So basically, this is Bassin victories in a nutshell. And I'm going to say a little phrase. And you just give me a brief explanation of that phrase as it pertains to your victory, Drew Cook. Are you down?
I'm down.
All right, here we go. So the first one is, let's see, Potato Creek. Potato Creek.
Way better than I thought it was going to be.
Way better than you thought it was going to be. The eyes have it. The eyes have it. Think about that one. The eyes have it. We just talked about it.
Yeah, there was, you know, I noticed more and more throughout the week that who I could go behind and who I couldn't.
Okay.
and what was still left and what wasn't.
Well, that's not what I meant. I was talking about, yeah, it was a complete sight fishing derby. The eyes have it, but I like that you said that because Potato Creek was crowded, man, at points.
It was crowded. And like you said, sight fishing for 4 days, it's hard to do. But that goes back to the first phrase that Potato Creek was better than I thought it was. Dude, I thought I was going to burn it to the ground within a day and a half, and it made it 4 days.
It sure didn't. I love that you said, I figured out who I could fish behind and who I couldn't.
Yeah. It was pretty eye-opening.
That's a very fierce competitors type answer right there. Oh, my gosh. That's here's the next one. See a 5-pound fry garter. On to the next.
Man, that was still. I should have stayed up there an extra night and went over there and caught him the next morning. Dude, that I have never, especially in a tournament, spent that much time on a fry garter and not caught him.
That's
and,
weird.
But, you know, I still thought whenever I was trolling motoring away from him that I could possibly catch him on the next flip, but I just knew I had to leave.
If you didn't leave that fish,
at that time.
I don't.
I mean, let's face it, Bud, the magic might not have happened.
It wouldn't have. If I'd have stayed 20 more minutes, I'd have never found the 714.
The old 714. I mean, that was the capper. That was the capper, man. Now, here's a good one. Betting fish hate tilapia. Betting fish
hate tilapia magic. It's got to be the magic.
Gotta be the magic. No live tilapia.
Gotta be the magic. Yeah, you gotta have the silver fleck in there. That's the deal. I'm happy right now, and that's the deal.
That's the deal.
You know, I can't get my eyes wide enough for it, but it is the deal.
Yeah. You gotta go.
That. Yeah.
You gotta give clicks. Hackney clicks. Yeah. Yeah. That's the deal.
Yeah.
Since outside that, man. Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah. They hate them. They hate them.
They do.
Tilapia.
That's a... I love that bait. I've made a lot of money on that bait and made a lot of top tens. And even before I was, you know, fishing the Opens or, you know, fishing the Elite Series, that bait's done me very, very well.
And besides that big bite bait that you, it's a big bites, right?
Yep.
Big bite
yeah. Bait.
I mean, let's talk about this. You being from the Florida area and being a sight fisherman at heart, you absolutely know how much bass hate the real tilapia. It's like,
oh yeah,
they hate them. Like the real live tilapia gets near a bed, it's they're Dunsville.
Yeah.
And
especially the small ones. The small ones that are actually
right. That's what I'm saying. The little less.
That brown color.
Yes.
Them old big giant white ones.
No, not those. Know, not those giant.
There ain't much they can do with them. But the smaller ones, yes. They do not like them at all.
The little bait size one. We used to cast net them and catch peacocks on them and tarpon.
Yeah.
Actually, back in the day. But they hate that, man. And here's the other deal. I need a stick that's going to drive the hook home. Need a stick. It's going to drive the hook home. What was your weapon of choice?
My weapon of choice was for most of the ones that I caught, was a 744 Champion Extreme diving. That's a 7'4". It's a medium heavy-ish rod. It's the best one I've found. Especially because it's got enough tip that whenever you're actually beating the bottom of the rod, it's, you know, pulling the slack out up to tick it. And whenever the rod tip goes back down, it's ticking it. So it's like a double whammy.
Yeah.
Whenever you have a stiffer rod, it doesn't really work. You have to put way more effort into it to get the same result out of it.
We saw you shake weighting the heck out of that Dobbins. You know what I mean?
You're, dude,
and then when that Biggs hit, that was so awesome. You're like, and then, I mean,
yeah.
Dude, what a kill. Like, you must have watched that clip a bunch of times.
Oh, I've had it sent to me. I can't even tell you how many times.
It's so cool. Like, on Straightcast social media, we try not to post things that a lot of other people post. But, man, I couldn't help it because that's one of the coolest clips ever. I just got to tell you. It was really good, man. So back to the point of order here. What's really cool, speaking of cool, is you are taking one of those Dobbins 744s. Is that correct?
Yep.
Out of the rod box, and you're shipping it to a lucky Drew Cook Straycast viewer. Drew Cook fan, Straycast viewer, right?
That's right.
That's amazing, dude. That's so cool of you. When you told me, I was like, man, Drew Cook is a true champion. No doubt about it. So if you haven't already and you're watching this now, all you got to do is like and share the live Facebook feed, and you got a chance for the deal. And at the end of the Drew Cook segment here, the seg, Drew's going to tell your name. We're going to call you out. He's going to call you out. Hey, that's the victory in a nutshell. I want to recommend to everybody, if you want to hear the nitty gritty, go listen to my buddy Pete Glusick over the Bass University. Did a great job with you last night.
Drew, over there, breaking down the derp.
I like them. I like doing their stuff. And actually, I believe what today's went tomorrow. They have a seminar that I did just a few weeks ago on sight fishing that's coming out on Bass U TV. So, it sets it up just perfect.
Nice.
If you were able to watch this week, if you watch the seminar, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about and how it all went down, all the way from how I practice to how I mark bass to, you know, how you actually put them in the boat. And if you can't get enough of it there, go to YouTube, The Cut Line, me and Benton. We have a YouTube series that
Benton, you know, kind of Benton Trump Vader.
Benton Trump Vader that show you, you know, what it's like and how we practice for these events and, you know, how the event unfold. And it's a hard thing to do to keep that YouTube thing going. But, you know, there's so many people that we've had reach out to us that really love it. So we're going to keep doing it until we absolutely can't.
Have you
check that out?
Is the cut line out on the Santee Derb?
Not yet.
Okay.
It'll be out hopefully by the middle of next week.
Gotcha. Look forward to that one for sure. Hey, that's it. That's pretty much what we're going to talk about. It's amazing that you kicked ass at Sandy Cooper. I was so happy when here at Stray Cast that we follow your career, Drew, and you and I have had many conversations and cool ones, and you know we're big fans over here, so we're really happy to see that happened for you, man. So enough with Santy, and let's just get to know Drew a little more, all right? Let's get to know you a little bit more. And before we do that, I got to tell you, during my research, I always do this thing. Of course, I Google about the guests that come on the show. Duh. Every host does that. But I always have this little thing that I find it interesting that they have people also searched on Google segment. And now yours wasn't as bizarre as a lot of people's are, but there's one bizarre one, but I got to tell you. So here is the top four things that people also Google. Yes. About Drew Cook. Yeah. And I Googled Drew Cook bass fishing. If you want to do this yourself, this is 100% legit. The first thing that came up was Santee Cooper tournament. Of course, right? That makes perfect sense. Sure. Second one that came up was Iowa. Do you know why that came up?
It's a basketball player.
Yeah. Exactly. And then came pro bass fishing career. Okay. Now, the fourth one is the shocker. And I totally don't get this, and I didn't make it up, I swear to God. It's Ish Monroe. Why does Ish Monroe come up with you? Roommate?
I don't know.
Were you roommates at Florida State?
No, he was a little before my time.
Was he at the college parties at Florida State? Did he fly? That's what it was. Ish Monroe flew into Tallahassee for the dorm parties at Florida State for Thursday night nickel beer, wasn't it?
That's right.
That's why that came up in the Google
search. That's probably what it was.
That's what it came up. He knew where the ladies were. He knew where the ladies were, the Tallahassee lassies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
The sweet sassafrassies. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you want to get down and gritty? Let's get down and gritty with Drew Cook.
Let's do it.
All right. Now, this is kind of like an interrogation, man. These are just short answers, okay? Just short answers and direct to the point. All right?
All right.
And completely honest. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Drew Cook. You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Drew Cook. Besides yourself, who's the most badass flipper on the planet?
I gotta go Hackney.
Hackney. He's amazing.
Godzilla ain't got nothing.
They don't. And Kong. And Mothra. Hackney's got them all. Best sight fisherman on the planet.
Benton or Cox?
Okay. Your bestie or Cox. I like it. Best country song ever.
My Maria.
Okay. I got you there. Give me a line from Step Brothers.
Sprecken Sie Dick, Derek.
Oh my god.
We just watched that on our off day. When it was canceled day. Mullen said that many of times.
Oh, speaking to Dick.
Best friends.
There he was right there. Okay. Hey, how many fights you been in your life? Fist fights.
Oh, God. A handful.
How many? What's the over under on wins, losses?
I'm going to say we're half and half.
Yeah. Me too. I'm probably like, I'm 60.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you I've won every one.
Yeah,
of my
I'm telling you, I'm probably 30 on the win, 70 on the getting my ass kicked. I got a big mouth, Drew. And like,
hey, that's better than Matt's record he's got going on now.
We know about that one. Yeah. Matt the wrestler. He should have stepped to swimming. He was a better swimmer than a wrestler.
Yeah.
All right, enough about Maddie. Hey, when you were a roadie for Luke Bryan, did you get laid a lot?
That's a good question.
You were a roadie for Luke Bryan. Is that real?
It was true. That's what I did. It was pretty awesome. We got to travel around. We had our own bus. We set up our own little deal and got to hang out with everybody backstage. It was cool.
That's amazing. Have you been over to those ponds yet with Stock Life?
I have not.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. You, Billy Strings and Stock Life were just over there smashing them, bud.
I've been told it's pretty crazy.
Oh, you got to get it. You got to get over there. Hey, so one derb in your career to have a do-over. What is it?
That's definitely going to be Gunnersville 2020.
Gunnersville 2020. Want a do-over. What would that have done for you?
I don't want it.
Why? How? What do you mean? Let's explain this one.
I don't really even know what I would do over. I feel like I did everything right. It was just one of those days. And the crazy thing about that tournament, going into the third day, I think I was in like fourth or fifth place and was, 2 pounds from the lead and had consistently, started climbing. On day three, I think me and Fighter both finished 11th, he finished 12th. And we both had the same thing happen that day. Like, I caught my first 4 bites punching, and then I lost 16 bass punching the rest of the day. And Fighter had the same thing happen to him. And so I didn't make the cut to fish day 4, only weighed in 4 bass, and missed the cut by 3 or 4 ounces. But something happened, and I don't know what it was, whether it was some type of pressure type deal or actual barometric pressure type something. But me and Fighter both had it. We lost a lot of fish after that 9:30. And I still to this day can't explain to you what actually happened. Yes. But
you had that feeling.
Every way you can lose them.
You had that feeling. You had the feeling.
I did have the feeling. I that was the one time I called my wife and said, take off work and come up here. We're going to win.
Wow. Interesting. All right, let's interrogate him some more, Ginge. We've got a couple more.
Let's do it.
We've got a couple more of these. What's your worst habit in life and your worst habit in bass fishing?
My worst habit in life is never being wrong.
Wait, that's your best habit.
Worst habit bass fishing, I would say, is trying to force something.
Never being wrong.
Not. Yeah, pretty much the same thing. Never being wrong. Never being wrong.
Last question. Was it true that you touched Drew Benton's drum set inappropriately?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Bad.
Bad. Bad, bad ways.
They're my drum set now.
Speaking Derek. Hey, I'm having a good time. We're going to do a little, we're going to get serious at the end of the show. And this is a little serious, sappy section. Okay. It's deep thoughts, all right, with closing deep thoughts with Drew Cook. Okay? I mean, and it's a big deal. Bet you won this derp. Long time coming. You and family, way back, bud. You've been dreaming of this forever. So I got to ask you some personal questions just to get to know you a little better, to figure this road to victory.
This music makes me think I'm fixing to call the number on the TV and adopt a dog.
You should do that, and also adopt dogs and have your pets spayed and neutered and be touched appropriately by angels. All that stuff. Anyway, my first question to you in the closing deep thoughts with Drew Cook, Hundo Clubber, old blue champ. Have you ever had a paranormal experience, Drew? Ever had a paranormal experience?
Absolutely.
Tell me about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Come on. I mean, like, is it too freaky? Or is it like, I don't know, man. Like Fighter told us about the ghost of the cat on here.
I've had some pretty weird stuff happen.
Dude, John Cox got molested in Bob Rutherford's attic, okay, by a ghost. He told us this. This, I'm telling you true. If those guys can share this on this show, then you could tell us your paranormal experience.
Is Sasquatch paranormal?
Maybe. Sure. I love Sam Squatches. Yeah.
Good enough.
Talk to me, bud. We've
got some Sasquatches around.
Why do you say that? What if I said I don't believe you, Drew Cook? I don't believe you ever saw a Sam Squatch.
You don't have to. That's fine.
Well, tell me. Convince me. That's what I'm saying. Convince me. I believe in them. I'm just being like that guy.
He hangs out all the time, especially at our old hunting camp. He chased my dad down the road. Sat by the fire next to him. There was no Michelob Ultras involved, but he was around all the time. He kind of just like moved stuff around and
really, dude. You know, this is fascinating. So you've had personal Sasquatch experiences. You and your father have.
Oh, dude, we've had the Sasquatch hunters. They're all around. They came and did a show, you know. Wow. It was they were right there. Apparently, a couple other people have seen them. It's they're real.
Wow, bud. Have you ever told Hackney or Kumar about this?
No, I'm too scared to talk to Hackney about stuff like that.
Don't be scared of Hackney. Only be scared of Hackney on the water. Ginge, can I have more Touched by an Angel appropriately music, please? Thank you. There it is. Hey, but don't be afraid to talk. Dude, that's fascinating that you had a Sam Squatch encounter. Wow. That's so, I wish I did.
Yeah.
Don't like, is it cool? Is it cool that it happened to you?
Yeah. I mean, it's not cool, I guess. It makes, you know, walking through the woods, going deer hunting and pitch black dark a little bit different, but.
Do you feel that it was friendly?
No, I'm still here. If it wasn't friendly, I wasn't taking care of it.
That's a great answer, dude. I'm so glad you told us about this. That's amazing. Hey, let's move on to some fishing stuff real quick. Shift it up here. Hey, tell me about your best day flipping. And your worst day
flipping?
My best day flipping. I won the Federation Championship on Lake Okeechobee, and I caught 32-36 on a half ounce flipping jig, and it was scrumdiddlyumptious. And my co-angler, he had just gotten into fishing, and had he had known just a little bit about flipping, he would have set the all-time weight record for bass. 100%. He weighed in 2 bass. Whoa. For 90-something. And, dude, he had some monsters on, like, really close. It would have been super close to that upper 40s bag. And it was just an unbelievable thing. And I had 6 pounds, 11 ounces the first – or 6'11" on day one and 32-36 on day two.
Night and day.
Just typical. Wow. Typical fashion.
That's the best day. What's the worst day, man? I know of a real bad day you had flipping a big waist.
I kind of had like 2 worst days. Uh-oh. I had one that was more expensive than the other, but the practice before that, my first open, was a pretty rough day. I took an ounce and a quarter tungsten to the jaw.
Oh.
And knocked out all my teeth and shattered my jawbone and had to have 3 bone grafts and a couple surgeries.
That's so real, bud. It's so real, man.
To get it back. And that was a brutal one. And the worst part about it is Chris Bowes, he had no idea I had knocked my teeth out. He just thought that I guess Midway, Florida is just that tight place. And
I'm your sister.
Yeah, it wasn't until the last day of the tournament that somebody finally told him, you know, he knocked his tooth out flipping this week. And that was whenever he finally apologized, because he had no idea. He just thought that I was from Alabama.
Dude, big.
But the other one was the other one's that day three on Gunnersville, that one still stings pretty bad.
Yeah, buddy. And that's a real thing. Like, big weights are so dangerous. They really are.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, even to the best of anglers as yourself. It's such a thing. I mean, they big weights kill grafts. They hurt anglers, but they knock gel coat. They hurt boat accessories.
Break collarbones.
The
whole nine.
Wait, you heard a big?
I hit my old team partner one time on Okeechobee so bad, right in the collarbone, that it was the nastiest bruise you've ever seen in your life.
Yikes.
Like one of those, like it had every color of the rainbow in it. And it happened within like, you know, 3 to 4 minutes after it happened. Like it started changing colors, and then it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger until it was working up his neck. And
oh my gosh, that's scary. Man,
it was.
But the big weight gets results, bud.
It does do that. It's a fun way to catch them.
Oh, man. So, yeah, are you still having fun doing the cut line? Is the YouTube thing going good? Are you happy with all that?
It's fun. It's tough to gain traction, you know, with all the YouTube stuff that's going on. But, you know, we're steadily gaining some followers and subscribers. So hopefully after, you know, this week's fiasco, we can, you know, get some people watching.
I think it'll do good.
If more
for
people
you.
Would see it. I mean, if more people would see it, they'd love it.
It's one of the most authentic derb series, on the interwebs. I believe
it's
so.
Just so hard to get YouTube to put it in front of people.
It's weird. Yeah.
The whole.
You need to be a Googan. If you were a
girl. I guess so.
Hey. It'll put you right up there.
We will not have clickbait. I promise you. We will crash and burn before we do that.
Hashtag FU clickbait. It's right there. Man. Hey.
That's right.
What's the I enjoy the cut line, FYI. Your cameraman's awesome. He does great work and edits, and it's cool, real stuff. I like it, man. I don't watch a lot of YouTubes, but I like that deal right there. Hey,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. You and you guys do a good job. Anytime you want to put it on our Roku channel, you can. Just so you know,
absolutely.
Yeah, you put it right on there. Find another home for it. Yeah, good. Then my whole family and Andy's family will watch it too, right there on the on the Roku channel. Hey, dude. I gotta ask you, man. You're a champion now, so I gotta ask you like a serious champion question to close this show. And I ask all champions this: what is your wish for the future of bass fishing, competitive bass fishing? Let me be more specific.
The future of competitive bass fishing.
Yeah, what's your wish for?
I really wish we could maybe have some type of high school boat captain training. And some type of cap on these high school tournaments. We can't keep having these 250 to 400 boat high school tournaments. It's not good for the lakes. It's not good for the kids. They need to break them up in smaller regions and have smaller tournaments to where, you know, these kids aren't learning bent pole patterns and things like that. They need to learn how to catch bass, and
they need to learn
they need to learn how to be a proper bassing man.
That's right, bud. That's very well said. Excellent. I appreciate that answer too. I think the future of bassing is very, dependent on the young anglers, but we need to teach them well. We need to teach them
100%.
Well. And that was very well said, Drew Cook. Hey, man, again, so proud of you and happy for you and the whole family about your victory there on Santee. And plus, the belt, bud. The belt. The belt. I want to tell you, but before we go, and I start to tell these stories a little more as we go, but one time we had Aaron on the show, Aaron Martins, or many times we've had Aaron on the show. And Ginge, chime in with me on this one, please, because you'll probably know the facts a little better than me. But this pertains to the century belt. We're just talking to Aaron. He's in his little tackle room down there. And he's like, oh, look at this. This one's, I won this one. Here's another blue trophy. Oh, this one I won. This one's from over here. Oh, here's a century belt. Like this one pulls out. It's like just in a dusty box. Pulls it out. Oh, look, a century belt. it's so typical, Aaron. But, man, I mean, welcome to a very, very prestigious club, the Century Club, on the Bassmaster Elite Series. And Old Blue, that blue trophy looks amazing next to you, bud. Super sexy. Well,
thank
AF,
you.
That's for sure.
I appreciate it.
Hey,
and that century belt's going to look pretty good right next to the Bass Pro Champion belt too.
Yeah, bud.
There's only two of those.
Yeah, you got that too, bud.
Got that one.
Yeah, you know, you should do like a photo shoot. You know, like a good old, like your hero Hackney. You probably don't remember this, but when the Bass Fan magazine used to exist, when Kumar was running the Bass Fan, he had Hackney do a photo shoot in a warrior outfit. You remember that one, Ginge? It was like it's like some crazy Aztec warrior or something. I don't even know what it is, but we need to get you in that warrior deal with the with those belts, bud. I mean, I think that's
100%. I'll do it. Ain't no doubt.
And where are you going next? What's up next? The chick?
I got a Cherokee Open and then chick.
Yeah, the Cherokee, then chick. Yeah, Matthew's going. Yep. Matt Robertson's going to. You'll see him there too. Yeah, and hopefully he brings that nighty with him. You know.
They can try and keep that at the house.
But seriously, on a serious note, I hope that Drew Benton brings that Darth Vader mask and that voice thing everywhere he goes now.
Yeah, I'm glad to know now that he's got that voice thing. And I hope Mullins didn't watch this because I'm going to really start messing with Mullins now.
And we'll pull you the clip.
Start leaving him some voicemails.
We'll pull you the clip for your voicemail, too. So for your with his voice, so you can we can pull Absolutely. Some good segments for it. Hey, Drew Cook, thanks so much for your oh my gosh, we got to do the giveaway, bud. Holy shnikes, yeah. Andy, thank you so much. So the Dobbins 744 rod giveaway, and did you text it to Drew? Okay, so Jake and Andy, Jake Haas and Andy the Ginger Ninja picked it on a randomizer, and this lucky Drew Cook Stray Cast viewer is going to win the Dobbins 744. Are we ready? What do we got? A fan? What do we got? A fanfare? Or
hold on.
Uh-oh. We lost Drew.
He hit the wrong button.
He hit the wrong. Oh, my gosh. Do you have, like, a super long drum roll, or should we do a drum solo, Ginge, before we announce the winner? Are we getting him back? Yeah. We got to get him back. It's a winner. Of a Dobbins. That's pretty cool that Drew's taking that out of his rod box. But I think he'll send a brand new one. I don't think he'll send like a used one that's been that he's been shaking the whole time on the Elite Series. But that's pretty cool. I'm noticing we got Pistol Pete coming up next too. By the way, we're going to talk tantalizing tackle talk. He's got the I wonder if they got those over at the Omnias. But I know they had a bunch of those tilapias over there. How we doing? Where the heck is Drew Cook?
I think he thought he was done.
No, he's...
There he is.
Wait, we're getting Drew back. We got to... This is a giveaway for his sponsor. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's Bassmaster Elite Series champion Drew Cook. Hey, what are you doing here? What are you doing here, bud?
I just took a little hiatus.
Hey, that's all right. I'm sure you had to take a potty break. I know I do.
Yeah, hey. That's right.
Hey, bud. So Dobbins was super cool to chip in conjunction with you, of course, to pull this stick out of your rod box and give it away to a lucky Drew Cook fan and Straycast viewer. That's pretty cool of them.
Yeah, it is. It's the exact same rod that I used this week to catch most of my fish. It's a the one that I've fell in love with so far, and there's still a few tweaks that I have a signature series line coming up with Dobbins that we're working on that I'm really excited about, and it will have a little bit different than this rod, but it'll be pretty easy to make the home wrecker bed fishing rod.
the home wrecker bed fishing rod. I like it. Mama's gone.
And I kind of think this random name generator thing is rigged.
Really?
Because Adam Clark won the rod, and he just so happened to talk me into giving him a rod a few weeks ago.
Wait a second.
For a bass tournament that happened while we were at the St. John's River.
Interesting. So, interesting. Now, I don't know Adam Clark, and I promise you that these boys here picked it on a randomizer, but should we disqualify him? Should we? Nah, we're going to give it to him?
Yeah, he's good.
Well, congratulations, Adam Clark. Heck yeah, bud. You won a rod from Drew Cook, man. That's freaking awesome. That's really cool. Do you know this dude? You want to just give him the stick? Like, do you see him or should we send it to him?
I do know him. I'll get it all worked out. And,
wow. Okay. Well, good. Thanks. That takes the pressure off of us, too.
And that's right. Y'all ain't got nothing else to do now.
Yeah. Thanks. Magic happens on a Bass Fishing Talk Show right there. And thanks, Dobbins. You're not even a sponsor of the. We're with another rod company. It was cool of you to step up and do that for Drew Cook fans. So we really appreciate that. And Drew, we appreciate you and your support of Stray Casts over the years, dude. And We're looking forward to having you back on this show many times, and I'll see you soon out there on the path on the Bassmaster Elite Series trail. I'm gonna come visit you guys, bud. So
I appreciate it, Pat. I'm looking forward to coming back on whenever you give me the opportunity, and looking forward to seeing you at the at some of the next tournaments.
Heck, man, you come on every week. I don't care, Drew. You're my bud. You're my bud now. We'll bring Darth Vader too. It'd be amazing.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bass Galaxy, give it up for the one and only Bassmaster Elite Series champion, Drew Cook. Thanks, bud. Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, amazing right there. Hey, want to remind you, we're going to take a short break. Put the power poles down. Don't go nowhere. Still the like and share contest from Bite Me Tackle. Like and share the live Facebook feed. And also, Pistol Pete, Polish Pete, from Omnia Fishing, coming up right after this break. I'm Pat Ramley. Put the power poles down. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
Step up your game. It has been said that professionals are only as good as the tools they work with. And Alpha Angler has developed the ultimate set of tools for you, the competitive angler. Alpha Angler custom rods, brought to fruition by the passion of master craftsman Jake Boomer and 2017 BASS Angler of the Year, Brandon Palinick. Alpha Angler rods are custom made in the USA, designed and engineered to be perfect. Alpha Angler utilizes a very unconventional approach to making the very best bass rods, from drop shotting to flipping. Alpha Angler's focus is on building perfectly balanced tournament-grade bass rods at an affordable price. Join the Alphalution today and purchase direct at alphaangler.com. Step up your game. Alphaangler.com.
Bite me! It's a command to the fish. Quality jig heads with quality components. With tried and true tackle like the Big Dude Gobi Head, the Hunter or Jacob Head, or all new tackle like the Jackpot Ned Head or Buster Swim Bait Head. Bite me! It's a command to the fish. Get the let out and visit BiteMeTackle.net today.
Welcome back. This is the glorified version of a bass fishing talk show, America's favorite bass and talk show, on a Wednesday night at 7 Central. And we're proud to bring you the one and only America's sweetheart of tackle talk. It's time for the one and only Polish Pete from Omnia Fishing. Give it up for Pete Prispiora. Yes. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing good, buddy. How about yourself?
Dude, I'm doing real good. I mean, I'm not going to kid you. Life is good, and I'm in a great mood. Like, I really feel good about this show tonight.
And yeah, actually, I really enjoyed this one a lot. I'm a big Drew Cook guy, so I was happy as hell to see him win. I was really happy they made it go 4 days so he could hit that century belt.
Yeah.
And we got to see some dramatics on that fourth day. That was pretty cool to watch.
It was cool to watch. And speaking of cool to watch, Pete, I'd be amiss if I didn't talk to you right now about our time together at the Bassmaster Classic. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, and talk to me about that weigh-in, bud. Like, that last day when
dude.
Christy won, like, I was freaking out, man. Like, it was so amazing.
It was. I'm going to out myself a little bit of how much of a bass fishing nerd I am. I legitimately, not kidding you, I try to play pretty close to the cuff. I'm not very emotional when it comes to sports or anything like that. But I didn't want to go to the weigh-in. I legit thought Christy was going to fall short. I thought he was going to fall in second or third. And I didn't even want to. I'm a big Jason Christy fan. And I was like, oh, man, I don't even want to go and watch that. And I've been to a bunch of the weigh-ins, and I've been to a bunch – that week is a long week for us at Omnia. I was up all night and up early in the morning going to blast offs and stuff like that and working the expo all day. And I was
tired. Were hustling. Yeah.
I didn't want to go. And Brad wanted to go. And we got there and I got to sit with some of my old friends from Daiwa. And it was I kid you not, I got out in the car and we were leaving and I was talking to Brad and I'm like, man, I got a sore throat and I couldn't figure it out. And I was like, he's like, well, you were screaming like a little girl for like 15 minutes. And it was like, I kid you not, I didn't even remember until I like thought about it. I was like, I was like, I jumped out of my seat and screamed like hell when Mercer called the wait. I was like, he won. I really didn't think he won.
I didn't either, bud. Yeah, I didn't either. And what a beautiful example of how amazing professional bass fishing
is. You're right.
What a true sport it is. And that particular event really shined. I'm just going to say.
Not to get controversial with any of the other hot topics in the fishing world, but if you weren't there, you can't grasp, or if you weren't watching it live, why bring in five to the scales and everybody weighs them on the five, weighs their five on the scale is so huge. Like it brought a level of dramatics to the sport. I don't remember, at least for my time watching the sport, you know, it was cool.
I was taping it. And I said things that I can't believe I said. Like I had Tourette's and I had to do things with the video. But I mean, it was just that moment. Amazing, amazing.
It was. I can tell you, I worked with a lot of the Japanese when I was at Daiwa, and some of the Japanese were behind me. And I, you know, you sometimes wonder because of the language barrier, if they totally, you know, they're as big of fans of this sport as we are, if not bigger at times of Bassmaster. And I turned around and one of the big wigs at Daiwa looked at me and he said something I couldn't understand because it was so loud. And I leaned over close to him and he said, he deserved that. He deserved that. Yeah. And I thought like, holy cow, like that guy's career has transcended continents. Like he has no idea. Like to bass fishing fans, like that meant a lot to a lot of people. Like that would, if you think this sport's about dobbing around and getting lucky, that guy earned that one. He had a lot of fans rooting for him that day.
He sure did. Well, I mean, right in line with all that, you got a little tin cup there. I like your style.
Mm-hmm.
Right in line with that, Pete, we're here to talk tantalizing tackle talk with Polish Pete. And let's just start with that. Like, so Christy won on that jig. Yep. And do you guys have those over there?
Yeah, jiu-jitsu jigs. We had a whole bunch.
Okay.
Mr. Christy wiped us all out. And we do have a lot more on the way. And as always, we have some colors and some sizes still, but not the ones he won on. You can always click that notify me next to the product. And when we get them, Pradco, we just actually have a friend, Tim, that's helping us out with Pradco. And he got us in a line for that first batch coming out next. So we'll have a whole bunch more coming.
Good,
soon.
Good.
Similar to, honestly, your guest that you just had on there, Mr. Cook, it was kind of funny this weekend. I'm watching the tournament of Sunday because Saturday, they didn't fish Saturday, right?
Right.
And so Sunday I'm watching the tournament and I messaged Jacob, our buyer. And I'm like, Jacob, do you got a line on Fighting Frogs? And he's like, we got a ton. And I said, you got that color? He goes, no, those are gone.
Of course.
He wiped them out. And I'm not kidding you. Like Big Bite's one of the brands we carry in mass quantities, like a lot. Like we have 75s and 80s aside of colors and stuff and gone. And I was like, well, get out. And he's like, I already did. He already hit up Big Bite's cool as hell. They're good friends of ours. We have a whole bunch coming this week in that color. So once again, click notify me, but if you're not familiar with the Fighting Frog, we have every other color and a whole bunch, in stock other than Tilapia Magic, but Tilapia Magic should be here probably tomorrow or the next day.
Okay.
So if you click notify me next to that, we'll email you when get scanned in.
That's they're threes and fours.
Yeah. This one here is a 4-inch.
Okay.
This is, and it's funny because we were talking about it at work, like where I live, at least for me, because I'm the self-proclaimed worst bed fisherman on planet Earth. This goes against everything I've ever learned about bed fishing, right? Like it's got too many arms and things for them to grab other than where the hook is. And you watch Drew Cook and four of the other 10 in the top 10 in that tournament catch him on this bait. Clearly, I'm either fishing for a different species of bass, or that technique they were using where they were hard shaking that rod, getting those fish pissed off where they ate this thing. It really works. So this is a super popular bait all of a sudden out of nowhere, thanks to Drew Cook and the other four guys in the top 10 there. But yeah, beaver style, creature style bait with kicking legs on it. Big Bite's a cool company to support. They actually pour their own stuff, which is
really,
I know to a lot of people, it doesn't make a lot, that doesn't mean a lot, but Big Bite actually has their own pouring facility and these are all made by them. So cool baits.
Yeah. What word are you saying? They have their own what facility?
Facility. They have their own pouring facility. They're not
pouring.
Oh yeah. Pouring. A lot. Pouring. Yes.
Pouring.
Yeah. A lot of manufacturers will buy the mold, design a bait, but then have another company actually make the baits for them that makes a lot of our baits. Big Bite actually makes a lot of your other favorite baits from a lot of your other favorite manufacturers.
Interesting.
So they're really good at what they do.
Nice. So you'll have those back in stock soon.
Yeah. The color Tilapia Magic. Oh, gotcha. I have every other color, which
right
personally for me up here where I live, the more green pumpkin bluegill colors do a lot better. They're more of the forage base. It's pissing off a bass around the around the bed. So if you live up in the North Country,
we don't have tilapia here.
Yeah, we're short on tilapia.
Hey, I got to tackle a serious tackle question for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously, historically, as an observation, Pistol Pete, I know that you see that Derb winnings.
Yeah.
Drive tackle sales. Like, take it back a little bit. Okay, Takahiro's Red 1.5 Lucky Craft.
Yep.
KVD's baits. You know, through history, every single Elite Series tournament.
Yep.
And back in the day, the FLW Derbs just drove tackle sales. You see it like crazy. Okay.
Yep.
Now, also, thank you so much, Andy. Ginger Ninja got me a little prop over here. Just lean in there. Thanks, Ginger. So here's my question to you on a serious note.
Yeah.
Now, I've often pondered on this. We see that Derb winners in their tackle drive tackle sales.
Correct. Now,
what drives more tackle sales these days? YouTube anglers? Or professional anglers winning derbs?
I can honestly tell you if it's changing. This one's close to me because I want to say it's derb winners just out from my heart. And I see that. And we see the lift. I've got data to back that up. I've got proof of that. For example, I have thousands of fighting frogs in my warehouse right now, but I don't have one color, and it's Tilapia Magic, and Drew Cook did that to
us. So we see that.
And I still think that's the trend. Now, if you look at demographics within our sport, that's where you draw a line, right? If you look at people 16 years old, 18 years old and younger that don't fish fishing tournaments, hands down, it's not even close. It's a brutal beating for the YouTubers are winning that battle hands down. They are filling up the shelves of box stores and they are creating content that people that don't compete competitively are consuming, and they're buying that tackle. It's something I got to get better at understanding. The truth be told, I'm a little jaded to it, and I see it and I'm like, that doesn't mean anything to me. So I don't get it now.
Yeah.
I've had recently even manufacturers reach out to me and say, can you show me data on what happens after a tournament? And we can do that at Omnia, and it's unbelievable. So if you're a competitive angler, a tournament angler, it's a one-sided landslide victory towards what's actually catching them, what's winning money. Not to bring up one, for example, the controversial Vision 110 from Megabass.
Yeah.
That bait has won Bassmaster Classics from people not sponsored by that bait has won tons and tons and tons
zillions
and tons
of dollars.
And every zillions. Time it wins a tournament, you can't keep them in stock. Everybody knows it's the one that wins tournaments. No one wants to pay $25 for them. Nobody wants to buy into that it's that good, but it keeps getting proven over and over and over again. It's this hammer bait. So to answer your question, it depends on the demographic. If you're looking at, I bet you if you drew a line in the sand at 18 and younger, unless they're high school tournament anglers, it's YouTube. If it's older than that, it's tournament anglers.
What about Omnia? What's Omnia selling more of, tournament tackle or YouTube tackle?
Yeah. And that's probably a product of me. You know, it's probably me and my team. Even Jacob, our buyer, that's younger and more influenced by those YouTube anglers. He's a tournament angler. He wants to catch five giant bass that day. He doesn't care about numbers or YouTube views or clicks. So, I think right now we're assorting more towards the tournament angler and what's going to catch fish in pressured situations and bigger fish. Now, do I think we're going to expand outside of that? Yes, I do. But I think right now it's not even close for us. It's tournaments drive our big volume stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I like that about Omnia, that you're derb orientated.
Yeah. We are right now. And we are growing, and we're getting a new building here this end of the summer. And we're going to expand, and we want to help everybody who fishes for everything, every species and all things. But we'll always stay true to the derbers, I promise. Yeah.
For the majority, in my opinion, and just because of my personal demographic, meaning how old I am, you cannot convince me that the ultimate tried and true tactics come from professional bass anglers. You know,
I mean, it just makes sense, right? I mean, let's face it.
They pay
their
bills with the, not the, whatever. On with the show, sir. Yeah. What else you got schmoking in a pancake over there to Omnia?
So this is an interesting one. I actually, you know, when we first started Omnia and we were loading in product and we started off okay, then it built steam and we were cooking. We started sending out like angler surveys to like different regions of the country and asking like, hey guys, we'll give you a gift card if you tell us what baits we need to carry for your region. And I got smoked all over about Scottsboro swim baits. And I've called him. I've talked to his wife too. They're so good at what they do, and they're hand building all these swim baits. They're like flat out for the quantities that we need for us being a national retailer. They can't even sell them to us right now. They got to catch up. Wow. They're still hand building them. So they partnered with Yum to build an injected molded version of their Scottsboro swim baits. So these are Scottsboro swimmers. They come in four sizes from Yum, and it's an injection molded, so it's not a handmade swim bait like they are from Scottsboro. Those are the premium versions. All we have right now are the Yum ones until those guys can scale up or the whole world slows down, because I honestly can't buy stuffs in 12s and 24s anymore. We'll lose it in a day or two, and I have out of stocks all the time. So but these Yum ones, I wasn't that fired up about them because I thought, oh, it's going to be just like a normal paddle tail swim bait from another injected molded manufacturer. These are really dense and actually built really well.
You like them?
Yeah, actually, I like them a lot. Okay. And I can tell that a lot of people have been catching them on it. So good for your A-rigs. Like a regular Scottsboro swim bait, probably be a little spendy to throw on an A-rig, or, you know, burn up five of them on an A-rig or something like that. These will work good on an A-rig if you're a smallmouth angler, which, you know, a smallmouth's going to trash a paddle tail on a jig head after you catch a couple.
Sure.
This is great for my neck of the woods, your neck of the woods, Pat, for smallmouth guys, spotted bass fisheries, things like that. These things are stellar. And if you're not into buying big expensive swim baits, they got bigger sizes all the way up to 4.5 inches for you ledge anglers and stuff like that, that are getting your confidence up in big swim bait fishing.
Nice, bud. Heck yeah, dude. Hey, I know that I had Ginge go grab me a little personal favorite that I know you guys have a nice little stock over there, and it's pretty cool that at Straight Cast we have the luxury of having
Abu Garcia and Alpha Angler.
Yeah, yeah.
As a sponsor. And I have this new Xenon series.
Oh, yeah.
Rods right here, mm-hmm. bud.
For sure.
And you guys have the whole series, right?
Yeah, we got them all. We got Spinning Handcast.
You have Xenon, you have the Fantista X, you have the Veritas PLX, you got all that.
Yeah, we actually, the shocker of that whole bunch, by the way, the sneaky of the sneaky on that one is actually the Veritas tournament rods. They're black Veritas rods, yeah. and they are way nicer than you think they're going to be. They're unpainted blanks, very crisp and alive, like throwback old Loomis stuff kind of feeling stuff, like really crisp, bouncy rods. The Fantasista X's surprised me. The Xenons are stupid nice. They're super light.
They really are.
Andy, no, I think the one you have there is that 7.2 heavy, right?
No, I actually have a 7-foot medium heavy. Andy, your first impression of that rod?
It's unbelievable. Like, as soon as you grab it, it's like, what?
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's something.
And I love my Alphas too, but I picked up this 7-foot medium heavy and I'm like, yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. Now they tapped into something there, and you know, a lot of manufacturers for a lot of good reasons went away from or went to painting and extra coating the blanks, took away a lot of that graphite carbon fiber live feel to them. And, Abu kind of doubled down on not doing that. Those things are raw. They feel just literally snappy and alive in your hands, and they're light. They're really light.
What else, Abu and Berkeley, you got heavy in stock right now? What are you heavy on stock?
Well, I can tell you guys, if your listeners are in shopping mode for spring, I can tell you, keep your eyes peeled over the next couple of days as far as plastics go. But if you're hunting tonight, check out our bargain bin, which is a big tile, big square on our homepage. You just
like the Cabela's old Cabela's bargain bin. Remember how awesome those were, Pete?
That was their Andy, bargain cave. I worked there. Yeah.
Oh my God. The bargain cave. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This, we have our bargain bin and
I
love
it.
Tile.
I went straight to the cave, to the cave.
Click on our big box. That's right on our homepage at omniafishing.com. We've got a lot of really highly sought after Berkeley stuff in there, like Maxence plastics and
what?
Hard baits. We have
in I the cave you, right now.
Yeah. I'll bet you there's nobody in the country who's got more frit sides than we got right now. We got all.
You got HDs too in blueback herring.
Yep.
In blueback herring.
Yes.
You got tan mom.
I got frit sides coming out both of my ears.
But all of your orifices, and it's painful.
Yeah. And we got a lot of Stunnas. We got a lot of Berkeley hard baits, a lot of Chapos, the Chapos and the hard sizes to get last year.
Hey, you know what Stunna I'm trying to get right now that I can't get? Brad doesn't have them. Is the one with the, it's got like a silver side and a green back.
I can't tell you the color off the top of my head.
No. Man. Anyway, Pete, just Google silver side green back and I'm sure it'll come up.
Well, we've got a lot of Berkley baits in stock. If you're looking for anything power bait, we have it in the hundreds right now. So
you got the new power bait shapes, like the, are those available yet? Like the Scouts?
Not yet. We have the traditional
silver dollars.
The what, Bub?
Silver dollar.
The silver dollar.
Yeah.
Is the what? The one you're looking for. The silver dollar. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Thank you. Okay.
Yep, but so we've got a lot of that stuff in stock right now from Berkeley, a lot of it. And we've got a lot, probably the most thing that we're healthiest on right now. If any of you are stocking up this spring on reels.
Reels?
Yep, Revo SX, Revo STX, Revo SX Rocket, and the Rockets. Right now, if you buy them at Omnia, you get a gift card for buying any of those. You get a $50 gift card.
Yikes.
With all of you get a $100 gift card if you buy a rocket.
The red rocket?
Yeah. You get
so wait a minute. So hold on a second. So the rocket is how much retail now? $300, $320?
$300, yeah. You get a $100 gift card if you buy a rocket.
So you get a hundo gift card at checkout.
Yep.
Dude, that's sick. Now, tell me this. So let's just be real. The Rocket's a great, great reel.
Yep.
But the STX is the tried and true for all applications. Say, Rocket's great for certain apps. Now, but tried and true, if you look at the elite guys, Hank Cherry, Robertson, too, all these guys that are on the Abu team, bud, they're on that STX. What's the gift card with that?
That's $50 if you buy an STX. So
really?
I've called everybody that I know that's affiliated with Abu Garcia that fishes the reels, and I ask, what's the one to go heaviest in? And everybody said STX. It's the furthest caster. It's supposed to be the toughest one of the bunch out of the traditional Revo family, not the EXDs or the real high end stuff. We loaded up on STXs. We got a lot of them, and that's been the most popular one with tournament anglers so far.
Yeah.
Like you said, now there's tournament anglers who want that 10-1 to one in that Rocket for certain applications.
For certain. I have some Rockets and I use them for certain apps, like super fast line recovery. Honestly, seems to be my preferred method for that. It's the recovery, not necessarily the ratio.
Fishing the bait.
It's the line recovery. But cool deal. Like, I mean, seriously, that's amazing. So get this. Reiterate again, $50 gift card at checkout on the Revo STX Gen 4. $100 gift card at checkout on the Revo Rocket Gen 4.
Basically, you purchase any of those reels, you'll see the deal on our site. Once you add it, you'll actually get emailed a gift card, and you'll have that gift card to shop at Omnia Fishing for any baits you want or do it or anything you want. You get a gift card for $100 on a Rocket, STX Rocket, and SX Rocket, STX, and SX. You'll get a $50 gift card.
Gotcha. Cool deal, man. What else? Anything else you want to tell me about at the Omnia Fishing?
Couple other cool baits that just came out. Our buddy over there at Outcast, Connor Summers.
Oh, Connor. I love Connor. He's a Sam Squanch, too. Connor is. He's a giant man.
No doubt in my mind that half of Drew Cook's family sightings were Connor vacationing in Southern Georgia.
I love Connor.
Connor knows this. Me and him have been friends way before we ended up, having working friendships and stuff like that, or where I buy his jigs and stuff now, but he helped me out in my Daiwa days and all that. But Connor knew that I'm a big fan. One of my confidence lures, like our friend Maddie Robertson's wacky rigging Sanko and fool. When I get in trouble, I grab a ball headed jig, right?
Yeah.
I get in trouble and I just can't get bit. It's cold, it's crappy, it's too hot, it's whatever the situation. I take a ball head jig and
you and G Man.
I just fish a ball headed jig, and I just feel like if there's a bass around that's small, big, whatever, it'll bite it.
Hey Pete, I gotta tell you real quick. Speaking of ball head jigs, this goes right in line. We almost had G Man on, he was almost coming on for the congratulatory panel tonight in disguise, but something happened at the last second. But could you imagine if we would have had all three of those cats on?
Yeah, it would have been funny.
Oh my goodness.
G-Man's a good show, but
back to the ball jig.
Yeah. So he came out with a ball jig, and at first he sent it to me and I wanted to just snap, because I was like, dude, what did you do to that brush guard? And he goes, I challenge you to get that thing hung.
Oh, it's got a doubler on it, don't it?
Yeah, so it's got a V-shaped.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm trying to get it up there.
I see it perfectly. You're doing good.
It's actually fiber guard. It's a fiber weed guard, just like your regular jigs would have, but it's in a V-shape. And this thing, because a ball-headed jig, when it hits the ground, it wants to tip on its side sometimes when you're tugging it through stuff, or it hits cover and deflects. It'll roll on its side. And this V guard will come through cable. It'll come through brush. It'll come through hard cover way better than a traditional weed guard will, because the jig can't fall on its side and that hook point can't get caught around anything, even if it's laying on its side. So if you're a ball-headed jig guy and you don't like losing them in rocks and docks and brush, check out the new, it's actually called the V2 finesse jig.
The V2, meaning?
The V2 finesse jig.
What's the V stand for? Victory or version?
I'm guessing V is in V for the weed guard, but
The V too. Oh, the V. Yeah. Dude, that's pretty good. Kind of smart.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Next up, last two, like kind of baits I got to show you, and then I got a rod to show you, but two baits because of the time of year, it's relevant, trying to be relevant with the time of year. Probably something that spins me out more than anything. One of the biggest bass I've ever caught in my life when it was cold in the early, like ice out up here, the up north stuff, was on a shad wrap, right? And I caught it. I had to throw it on a spinning rod because I wasn't good enough for the bait caster to throw. It was like it's a little tough. Number it's tough seven for a little, or
yeah,
five.
The sevens, yeah.
Yeah, it was a small one. And I caught a bass on it. And I think I threw a shad wrap every spring for the next 4 years up here and never caught a bass on it. Yeah. So you've seen a lot of manufacturers try and fix that. And so we got some cool ones in, more shad style baits. So this is the Depths Evoke Shad.
Oh, okay. So Depths is Japanese come with, lure.
Yeah. These come with Ryugi hooks on them. I don't know. Which are like, these are nasty hooks, just like your like Ichikawa, like they're nano coated.
Yes.
Nasty, nasty hooks on them. Don't need to change them. But it's got a fixed weight in it, like a shad. This thing's only a quarter of an ounce.
Interesting.
So more, you know, like Pat, I know you're very confident throwing like quarter ounce crankbaits on a casting tackle, but
I
would probably recommend for most anglers, this is more of like your spinning rod kind of spring fishing.
Show me the thickness of that, please. Turn it the opposite way. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
So it's called the Depths Evoke Shad.
So Pete, please describe to our viewers or in this case, listeners tomorrow on the podcast, what would you, is that just the same thickness as a shad wrap type bait? It looks a little thicker.
Honestly, I think it's maybe it would be a little thicker than a balsa shad wrap, but not much.
Gotcha.
Not much.
Okay. So it's real.
It's hard to tell on the camera.
Yeah.
But
that's
it's
what I'm saying. And I think with that back, that purple back or whatever, that's a little.
That bait is very much in the same family as a traditional shad wrap.
Interesting.
Kind of bait, but really trick Japanese paint jobs, really rare. Now this next one is in the same family. It's another shad type bait. But this is the new Megabass XII shed, or X, sorry, IXI shed. Yep, it's Ozzy Osbourne's favorite crankbait. It's the IXI. But this one is also a quarter of an ounce, and it's got little tiny light wire hooks on it that look like they'd bend out if you breathed heavy on them.
Megabass hooks
This is a quarter of an ounce.
Sorry, Megabass.
It doesn't have a rattle in it. It's fixed because it's magnetized, but it's got it's got their LBO system in it. So it's got a really heavy.
They throw well. Transfer Megabass baits throw well, bud.
I'm kid you not. I wouldn't be scared at all with any kind of line, any kind of bait cast, or even a traditional fast action bait caster, you could throw this thing and you could probably throw it pretty good. It's that much of a severe transfer weight. I mean, it really doesn't do it justice trying to have you guys hear it, but it's a really aggressive knock, but it's magnetized when it falls in that front position. So just like a shad bait, it doesn't rattle. It's going to be really quiet and subtle through the water column, the cold water, but you could actually chuck this thing. So,
nice.
If you're looking to throw a shad style bait and you struggle with them on casting equipment, cool little one to check out.
Nice. I like it. All right. I'm still throwing a Fritz side. I can't help it. Yeah, but those do look real nice, and I know they'll work.
Yeah.
You can't tell me.
Last but not least is something. It's something for I've only talked about it, I think, every time you've had me on the show. But
yes.
I struggle immensely, unlike you, my friend, with glass rods.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I love them.
I buy them every couple years, or I shouldn't say that. I probably, to be honest, buy them every year. And then I stop.
I have a few models I sleep with.
Three, four.
I mean, glass rods.
but yet we all know everybody who's a lot of cranking masters will tell us, and there's a good reason for it. And it's proven that S class is a lot more forgiving and lands more fish. So this one here is St. Croix launches these on Friday. These are the Legend Tournament rods that launch on Friday. They're not out yet.
Okay.
But this is a brand new.
It's S-Glass.
So this is the best part. So they took a S-Glass blank.
Okay.
Then on the tip, they wrapped SC6, which is their highest end carbon fiber, just around the tip, and SC4 around the base of the blank. So it's an S-Glass blank with just a skim of carbon fiber on the exteriors. So it's thinner and it feels more like a graphite rod with vibrations. It transfers vibrations of a graphite rod, but the bend is extremely moderate, just like a glass rod. And it is an S-Glass blank with SC6 on the tip, SC4 in the base.
Interesting concept. So
it is a very interesting concept. It's new to the market. It's not technically a composite. It's not a blend of the two materials or anything. They call it I-Act glass.
Hold your tongue glass. And say that, Pete.
I-Act glass.
Hold your tongue.
I-Act glass.
I do too.
So it's an interesting concept that they came up with. I haven't got to fish with them, but bending them in the shop and playing with them, it's another suckered Pete into trying another glass rod to see if I can actually
I hope you like it. I really do.
Yeah. I know. I hear you.
I really do.
Yep. But there's a bunch of stuff rolling in right now. We're getting, I would say ankle deep, but we are way past that. We're over our heads in pallets and boxes right now. And so
up to your gills. Yeah,
if anybody wants anything that we don't have in stock right now, I promise you, it's very little that we don't have in stock right now. In fact, in the history of the company, we've never been at 93% we're at right now since the whole pandemic and, supply chain crisis and all that stuff. And everything we don't have is coming in truckloads. So click that notify me and we'll message you as soon as it shows up.
Awesome, man. I hope you guys sell a bunch of stuff. I hope you just selling it and selling it, you know? Yeah. Hey, I got to ask you this before we let you go, Pete. Like, you know, I have hopes that Omnia keeps to progress and become ultimately one day the number one tackle selling place, the juke joint of tackle stores on the web. You know what I mean? The e-commerce store. Now, like, here's my question. How far away are we from, like, you know how, let's just say, Tackle Warehouse, they have, like, TW exclusive colors and things like that. You as a company, I mean, I think that's cool when e-commerce stores have that. Or, you know what I mean? So, like, how far away is Omnia from something like that?
It's a great question, actually. We have some exclusives right now, but it's stuff that we've have to like import or something like that. And that's like Smeltonator jigs, like Gussie throws.
Canada. Yeah.
Or Bassman spinnerbaits from Australia.
Both those
like
are exclusive. Smeltonator and the Bassman.
But to your point with the bigger brands, we actually are probably already past those volumes where we could do that stuff. The supply chain has pinched those opportunities as of the last 2 years.
That makes
sense. When we go in and we say like, can we do 4 hour of our own color? They say, yeah, but there's no way we're going to make the run. We can't even keep up with Green Pumpkin. Right.
Now I get it. That does make sense.
So, but to your point, as we go into this next phase of the business, and move into our new facility this fall, that will change dramatically because we'll be able to order in the volumes to secure the real big volumes of exclusive colors. So those talks are already in place with a few of the manufacturers, not nearly enough, but I'll bet you probably not fourth quarter, but first quarter next year, you'll see a lot of exclusives from a lot of the bigger manufacturers from us.
Awesome. And then the first color is going to be the Kippen bras.
Yeah,
Kippen bros.
That's actually a great color.
Yeah. It's like a green pumpkin bruised Okeechobee craw. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you.
That's a perfect meld of both of those kids.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Hey, dude, always a pleasure to have Polish Pete. I'm glad to have you back. It's been quite a few shows since we had you on. And it's a good time. I'm not going to say much about this. But here's my hopes, Pete, that someday that the Seth Fighter Angler of the Year speech is released to the public.
I hope it is too.
I have it. I have it.
I was going to say I have it on my phone too.
Yeah, we both. Not many people have it. You and I are some of the keepers of the Ark of the Lost Covenant
because we were sitting right in front of them.
Yeah, we bootlegged it like a Grateful Dead concert.
But I'm going to leave that one up to Bassmaster and Fighter to decide how public that is. It was special and it was fun to be there. I'm glad you got to be there with us to enjoy it.
I was happy to be invited. I'll tell you, I felt honored. Yeah. And
it was
and
a special
loved.
Night. I enjoyed myself and I'm proud of my little buddy that
me too.
Knocked down an AOI.
Yeah, I'm proud of Dayton too. Yeah,
me too.
She's doing good too. Hey, bud, thanks for everything always and what Omnia Fishing does for StrayCast. We appreciate you guys and everybody over there. And for real, I love talking tackle with you, man. I love tackle. One last thought, Pete. I love tackle so much that, like, as much as I'm interested in the total thing about derbs when I read and Kumar's deal or whatever and Bassmaster, I skip to the end and see what they were using first. And then I go back and start at the beginning. I'm like, what rod, what line, what bait was this cat using? And then I go and I read from the top. That's how much of a tackle freak I am. Bass Galaxy, give it up for the one and only Polish Pete Prispiora.
Have a good night, everybody.
From Omnia Fishing. Peace. We'll see you, buddy.
Peace.
Take care.
See you, buddy.
Next time.
Take care, buddy.
Next time.
See ya.
Hey, that's another StrayCast glorified version of a Bass and Talk Show, America's favorite Bass and Talk Show, in fact. And, I had a great time tonight. Drew Cook, thanks. Thanks, Matt Robertson. Also, thanks, of course, to Drew Benton. Jordan Lee couldn't make it tonight. Everybody else that we invited on, thank you so much. Of course, all thanks go to you. Viewers of the Bass Galaxy. That's right.
We got to give that away.
Yeah. Oh, we got a giveaway, Ginge. I like how you're keeping me in line tonight. That's good. That's good. We got to bite me. You got to bite me. Tackle. Hey, don't stop me there. Hey, now. Last time I saw a mouth like that, it had a hook in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Careful, Wang. Hey, Ginge, here he, who is the winner of the Brad Zeller's Bite Me Tackle Extravaganza Get the Lead Out Pack?
Dustin Wilkes.
Dustin Wilkes. Congratulations, Dustin Wilkes. You won. Come on down. A brand new Dodge Dart. But not really. A Chevy Vega. You won a Chevy Vega. Nobody even knows. Hey, dude, thank you, Dustin Wilkes. And what was the other dude? Adam Clark. Yeah, he was Drew's buddy. That's pretty funny. It's crazy how things happen. You know Drew didn't want him to win in real life, so that wasn't even real because he just gave the dude a rod. It's like this kid, but he couldn't say it on the air. But that was pretty cool. And the best part, Drew saw Sam Squanches. Like, that's real, bud. I can't wait to call Drew tomorrow. I'm telling you. Hey, anyway, I'm Pat Renwick. That's Andy Ellenberger. He's a ginger ninja, and he's the best damn producer in the business. And yeah, man, I like to thank all the good, good people, especially TH Marine Supplies, Power Pull, Omnia Fishing, Crestliner, Abu Garcia Berkeley. Hey, Impulse Lithium, we are happy to be aboard. Ichikawa, deathly. Sharp Hooks, Tin Cup Whiskey, Luke Foley, Courtney, thanks for coming on tonight. Sims, heck yeah. Patterson, you're amazing. Alpha Angler, Boomer, best of luck on the upcoming NPFL. Had a good time with him and Joe Labarbera out there in South Carolina. Half a Spot Official, if you haven't downloaded the app or signed up on the Insta and all that other good stuff, go do that now. And then I guess you get to hang out with me if you win something or some derb. I don't know. Bravarni Baits, Dan Bravarni, I love you. Bite Me Tackle, thanks for the giveaway tonight. Amphibia, you are truly, truly amazing. Thanks for letting us not throw shame with or throwing tons of shame. I don't even know what that means. Hey, James, did I get everybody? Do you think I did? All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Pat Renwick, and I've been the host of this show. This has been an Andrew Ellenberger Ginger Ninja production. We bid you peace, and peace we bid you. Until next time, we now may allow you to turk the power poles up and commence on with your lives. Until next Wednesday, we'll see you then. Peace.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance.
No, just kidding. This is Pat. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to StrayCast on iTunes and leave a review. Tell us what you think. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening.
Peace.